Good morning.
Boy, they headed off to Greece, and it was Peter the pilot going ahead and taking things first.
It was really good. Peter is very sensitive and caring, and like there's no question about their emotional bond. So it was a very good day, very good overnight. I think everything went good. I'm not convinced that she is as into him as he is her. What do you think?
I think you're right on that, because there were times when he was talking all lovey-dovey and he said, "I'm in love with you." And then she kind of had this look on her face like, "Heh."
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I really do like Peter the pilot the best out of all of them. We're moving on to Tyler. And once again, if you can't fall in love in Greece on, you know, this beautiful island of Crete, where can you fall in love at? But
right.
Let's get to Tyler here, because I'm going to just be honest with you, Joy. I'm a guy. I'm secure in my manhood, as you know. But Tyler's a good-looking guy.
He is. I mean, he's buff and he's got a real, you know, masculine face.
Yep.
I don't think that there's a whole lot of sustenance there, though.
As when you say sustenance, you're not meaning muscles. You're meaning emotional connection.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Or are you meaning...
I'll just say that. It just sounds nicer. Yeah.
Everything was fine and dandy with Tyler. So they did that. They woke up with a tray of fresh fruit on a boat dock. That's realistic.
It's just like it would be every morning, babe.
Every morning, wake up, they kiss, and then there's this big tray, a sampler platter of breakfast delicacies and fruit.
Right, yeah.
The next one is Jed, the singer-songwriter. And I thought Jed was going to get kicked off the show last night. I mean, he was really hitting her with some hard questions.
Honestly, I think if it had been anybody else, they probably would have been kicked off the show by her. But she really likes Jed, and I think that she took it well, I guess. I mean, she got mad a little bit, but then she went right back to him, and then they ended up having a great, great night. So,
and then things went incredibly haywire with Muscle Man Luke, and I don't even know how to describe what happened, except it was a complete fall apart in their relationship.
It was a moment of clarity for her, because I think she finally saw how he really is.
There was one moment there where Luke really couldn't believe that this was happening, Joy. He couldn't believe that he was getting shut down.
I know. He just sat there with his mouth open, literally. And she was like, "Get up. Like, you have to leave. Get up.
Get up."
There have been so many times that, like, I have wanted to say, "I'm done with you." But my heart has just not allowed me to let you go. And I've prayed so much for clarity. And I feel like I've finally gotten clarity on you. And I do not want you to be my husband.
I think security's going to have to be called, Joy.
Yeah, I think he's a glutton for punishment. I don't know. I don't know why you would come back again. You know, it's like, how many times and how many ways does she have to tell you it's a no?
Right.
You know,
it's a no. She's just not that into you, dude.
Not anymore.
There's three people left. You got Jed, you got Tyler, and then finally you got Peter the pilot. I'm going with Peter. Who you going with?
I have never been this wishy-washy, I don't think ever, in the history of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. But I think at this point, I feel like it's going to be Jed.
Really?
I do. Now, I'm not saying that's who I want it to be,
uh-huh.
But I think that's who it's going to be. I think he's the one that holds the mystery, and he's the one that kind of challenges her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be Jed.
That's an interesting thought right there, because a lot of times, it's like, the one relationship where you have to work at it, or the one where it's hard to get, the one that you can't have, is the one that you really want the most.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens on the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television. And I, for one, am glad, babe, that every morning when we wake up, there's a tray of fresh fruit waiting on us.
Me too. And then you open the window and the ocean is there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's beautiful.
It is.
A beautiful view.
Babe, you have a wonderful day today, and I love you.
All right, you too. I love you.